The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We were talking about music. It feels like all week because the big Oasis announcement and what is it, under an hour before those pre-sale tickets are up for grabs if you've been lucky enough to get one of these codes, and then everybody else queuing up tomorrow morning, as it were, online to try and get tickets proper. Rebecca Fisher is an entertainment and music journalist at DMG Media. Rebecca, have you got your tickets?
To Oasis?
Yeah.
Oh, not yet.
Oh, I thought you'd be kind of getting them first up.
You'd think
They'd be ringing you up.
That every member of my family also thinks the same.
So you're getting a lot of texts.
I am.
You work in the media. You must get us a few free tickets.
Do you know the big man down at Croke Park? If he could just slip us like 10, you know, for the aunts and uncles. And I'm like, I'll be lucky if I get one myself. But here, look. Gotta try.
I mean, this is next summer, but at the moment we're kind of experiencing this wind down to the summer season, as it were, with Coldplay. And by all accounts, it seems to have been a kind of a bumper summer for gigs.
Oh, it's been incredible. And it's on a level of like major international acts, major domestic acts coming home. Like we've had the likes of like Hozier playing Marley Park, Niall Horan in Kilmainham, and then Bruce Springsteen, Pink, Taylor Swift. Cannot forget that weekend. And now rounding it out with Coldplay, I think, is just a perfect way to put an end to a glorious summer for the music industry.
How many of those gigs were you at?
I was not at a lot. I didn't go to Hozier. I got COVID. I did two nights of Taylor Swift, and I think that was enough for me. I'm getting old.
How was Taylor Swift?
It was incredible. And I think it was a testament to how we've kind of fine-tuned the gig lifestyle and these big gigs here, because the audience was just incredible. The Aviva was so streamlined, and I imagine that the local economy was absolutely through the roof that weekend.
And beyond the local economy, is there a boost for the kind of the broader music and entertainment industry as well when these huge 100%. Stars come?
100%. Well, I think so. Speaking of like Coldplay this weekend, they have domestic acts playing for them. They have Abbi Coulibaly with Brick Nasty as support. Like, that's huge for the Irish industry to have these major, major players on like a global scale picking up these small indie artists who aren't even signed to a label just to play here. It really boosts us internationally. And our crowds and our audiences are kind of known as like this big momentous thing worldwide, that I think Taylor Swift's Dublin gigs were going viral online for just, you know, how great an Irish audience can be, and the Irish as a whole. So it really boosted like our image worldwide, and I'd say it did the same for the music industry.
And that experience that that those support acts will enjoy this evening with Coldplay, and they would have last night as well. Is that par for the course, or do they generally come with their own support acts? I mean, how many of them kind of come and pick up somebody locally?
So a few would pick from like maybe their own country. So say Coldplay would pick like a smaller act from the UK and then tour around with them. But a lot of acts like to pick maybe an act from the local country and have them on board. I know Taylor Swift did that with a few areas, a few states in the US. She would pick a random act from that state and have them come on board as like a support to the support. And that's kind of what Chris Martin's done here. Mm. I know Abby has said herself that Coldplay reached out to her personally. So it wasn't a matter of like people getting involved behind the scenes. It was just they're a fan of her music. They're coming to Dublin. They'd like to have a local support act.
How does that work? Coldplay reaching out to you personally?
I don't know, but I imagine it involves
Chris Martin
a lot of screaming.
Slide into your DMs. Is that how it works?
I would hope so. But how would you react to that? I'll have to get on to Abby after she's off stage and be like, what went on there?
Yeah, find out. I'd love to know the over and back, how that works. And
I know.
The level imagine of that. Disbelief that you probably experience initially.
Would you believe him?
Yeah,
like
when the cash machine calls, the first thing people always say is, this isn't real, is it? Peter McKenna is with us as well. He's the stadium director at Croke Park. Peter, thanks a million for joining us. So how many tickets have you got set aside for myself and Rebecca for Oasis next year?
Well, they're on sale tomorrow. So yeah, the demand is going to be ferocious. I've never seen my phone as live for people wondering could they get tickets. So we're all embargoed till it goes on sale, and I think that the tickets will sell out if the system doesn't crash in minutes.
Yeah, I suspect it will. We won't win any prizes for that suspicion, that level of insight. The Coldplay gig last night, I know lots of people kind of lauding it. What was the stadium experience like, Peter?
I think it's one of the best we've had in Croke Park, to be honest. The crowd were very just very, very happy. It's extraordinary. It's a lovely, beautiful evening. Everyone came in a nice way and had a really, really good time. I think Rebecca's mentioned Abby, who is just superb, like a Nina Simone, and she really started the atmosphere. Chris Martin got everybody into the palm of his hand within a few bars of starting, and then the light show is just extraordinary. And they've darkened the stadium, so it really is effective. Everyone just left with one of these really, really good feelings. It was just beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
Tell me a little bit about what that's like from a kind of a stadium management point of view when you've got a band like Coldplay and others for whom the experience is so immersive. You know what I mean? That there's an awful lot of demands maybe on stadium infrastructure as well as what they bring themselves.
Yeah, there's a lot of preparation that goes into, preparing for something like this. Coldplay have a very, very strong sustainability requirement, and it was lovely that we were able to match what they needed there in terms of all of our power coming from renewable sources and the use of compostable beakers and various things like that. So that's a huge part of what they're about. Darkening all of the glass around the stadium, which that's miles of curtain material, if you like, to darken those out. But it really made sense because, as I say, the light show is very, very, very special. And then they have a series of hearts that jump around the stadium with, if you wear special 3D glasses, which they give to everyone that comes through the door. So as I say, everyone left. They've invested a huge amount into this. I think Rebecca was talking about. We've been very lucky for all the concerts that have happened, whether Marty Park or St Anne's or the Aviva or here in Crow Park. So people are spoiled for choice, but the bands are really investing in the show. Pink was spectacular with our High Wire act.
Yeah.
Earlier on, and this light show really is very, very special.
I know this is maybe a question that a promoter or organizer might have more insight into, but given your proximity to them and to the organization, I'm sure you'll have something to say as well. How difficult is it to convince acts to come to somewhere like Dublin, where we're kind of standalone? You've got to fly everything in and then fly everything out again. There's not the same kind of economy of scale that would operate on the continent, for example.
No, I'd agree. And I think, we need to be very careful that we don't become complacent, because it is expensive to take all of the, bands effectively lose a day in trying to take, ferry material across the city and then go out again. So they lose 2 days on the load in and load out that you wouldn't get if you're, dismantling in Paris and going to Dusseldorf, for example. I think the things that we got to, really acknowledge is guys like Dennis Desmond and Peter Aiken, the two major promoters, do a ferocious job in bringing world-class acts to Ireland. I think we need to be very careful, if I'm not being cheeky, about hotel prices. I think the promoters have, worked really, really hard that there's no touting of tickets. That legislation is there, so whatever the ticket price, it's there, and you don't have this kind of touting on the streets anymore. I think we need to respond in kind with hotel prices, because we're going to price ourselves out of the market, and you'll find then that people will say, well, it's far cheaper now to take a Ryanair flight to Munich and enjoy Adele there and stay in a reasonably priced hotel and come back, rather than spending a huge amount on a hotel in Dublin if you're coming up from Cork or Galway or whatever.
Listen, before I go back to Rebecca, Peter, how would you describe kind of the relationship that you have, Crow Park Stadium, with residents at the moment?
There's always going to be some tensions there. We'd be, very, very conscious that, concerts are a big imposition on the local community, and, we need to work as hard as we can and take a lot of soundings as to, what's the best way to try and ameliorate those type of problems. Some of that is making sure residents have access to tickets and so on, and making sure that the area is cleaned up afterwards in a proper and appropriate way. So it's, you know, something that we need to, you know, continuously keep to the top of the attention. And, you know, if I can just say when I'm live on radio here is that, you know, people are coming up and listening to the show on the way to Crow Park. Please remember you're coming into a residential area. And when you're leaving this evening, you remember you're leaving where past houses and try and do it as respectfully and as quietly as possible.
Rebecca, I guess we're lucky as well in this country that we've had some stadium redevelopments in recent years, and not just Croke Park. You mentioned the Aviva, haven't been there. Parky Queeve, obviously, as well. And that redevelopment came in for some criticism and the cost of it. But it has provided a kind of a counterweight as well. Thomen Park, it's, you know, Croker is the big one. It's the big one for in terms of capacity. It's obviously the big one where the likes of Coldplay are going to want to play. But we've got plenty of other options, at least.
Yeah, and I think as well spreading it out through smaller venues throughout the city, having like St. Anne's Park and having the likes of like Fairview Park, so that not everything is kind of accumulating in one area, not like Malahide Castle, where then, you know, the dart services are under pressure, or the likes of Marley Park, where it's so difficult to get taxis in and out. So having it spread wider across the city, while it is impeding a little bit on residential areas, it allows for better traffic flow. It allows that, you know, people are able to get in and out of the city a little bit more conveniently. Yeah. And it's just more spaced out for people. Not everyone wants to come into the city every now and then.
In terms of getting in and out, I mean, I went to Paul McCartney in Germany, and I can't remember if I stayed in Leipzig and saw him in Dresden or vice versa. But the point is, the trains run until really late at night, mm-hmm. early into the morning. And you could stay almost anywhere and go to the gig and go home again. And the point Peter makes about hotel prices in Dublin is people are stuck in Dublin to a large degree.
Yeah. That's one of the biggest issues. I know myself, I was growing up in Galway, and if you wanted to come up to Dublin for a concert, you would need to plan. You'd need to be out of there before the last song was over on a coach that was organised by some man who owns a local pub, and it'd be going down the country. You'd be home before like 1 or 2 in the morning, and it's mental. And it is the case for a lot of people across the city and across the country. I mean, if you're coming from outside of Dublin, it's even difficult to get out. So I think that's something we definitely need to look at. And maybe just having, now there are concert buses, there's festival buses that are, you know, going to the likes of like Strad Valley and Kirkmore Estate and coming back at reasonable hours. But I think more needs to be done, and I think it also needs to be better priced.
Yeah, well, we've got a text in here, loads of texts in on kind of summer memories and favourite gigs. But this one from Brian in Dublin is my favourite. The summer season of gigs has merely been an amuse-bouche. The ultimate event, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds in November. Brian, enjoy it. Peter McKenna, the stadium and commercial director at Croke Park, and Rebecca Fisher, entertainment and music journalist at DMG Media. Thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Atlas Butler has convenient 2-hour service windows for heating, cooling, and plumbing service. Because nobody likes waiting around. You listen in, BMB? Nobody likes waiting around. Call